Report: day promoter Mark Cuban's Mavericks consistently listed among whitest teams in NBA. By Warner Todd Houston on January 7, 2024. After Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban went on an extended social media rant in defense of race-based diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) policies last week. The fact that his team has been consistently listed as one of the whitest teams in the league was once again thrown in his face. On January 4, the left-wing Cuban engaged in a series of social media posts on X, claiming that DEI policies are a great business decision and that even if they aren't, it is a business owner's right to implement them, regardless. But his support of policies that boil down to the contention that white people are inherently racist and blacks and other minorities need preferential treatment in hiring to get ahead turned him into a target of many, including Republican Ohio Sen. J.D. Vance and ex-owner Elon Musk. On Friday, podcaster and commentator Patrick Bet-David joined the pack and aimed at Cuban's hypocrisy. Bet-David found an article from 2022 that identified the Mavericks as the whitest team in the NBA for having more white players than any other team. The article, written by The Guardian's Lee Escobedo, spurred Bet-David to ask, respectfully at McCuban, "How do you respond to this article and still make a case for DEI?" He added, "DEI is off to a terrible start in 2024, and it keeps getting exposed." On his YouTube posting, Bet-David said, "What the hell are you talking about DEI? The argument is over. You have the whitest team in the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks are consistently white in a black game. Mark, you realize how much your argument loses credibility when your team is the whitest team," Bet-David added. Still, Bet-David was a tad behind the times on his point. The article was written in 2022 when the Mavericks had 5 white players on the roster. This year, they only have 2. Still, it is a good point. After all, Cuban was a supporter of DEI in 2022 as well. As to the other detractors, Musk blasted Cuban for hypocrisy and dismissing the NBA owner's proclamations as little else by virtue signaling to his lefty pals. And Sen. Vance hinted that Cuban's 90% black team was hardly a reflection of America's demographics. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.